greetings. This is Why's That? I'm Sibylla Mann. Once a month, Why's That answers a question you send us. When something in Southwest Michigan makes you curious, let us know at WMUK.org. Every city has its major streets, often with familiar names like Lincoln or Vine. Then there's Kalamazoo's Westnage Avenue.
Route 1, Westnage, outbound.
I'd never encountered this word before.
That's Kate Kirk-Greenberg, a grief counselor in Kalamazoo.
There's so many businesses and so many addresses, and yeah, so I just wondered about it.
Like Kate, I was a transplant here, and I was fascinated by the name as well.
Tom George is a physician and former state lawmaker who researches local history.
Westnage Avenue is a memorial name.
And the person it remembers, Joseph B. Westnage, born in 1872. Joseph Westnage had an older brother, Richard. George says they both played football at Kalamazoo College and each joined Kalamazoo's unit of the Michigan National Guard.
And they were both called to service in the Spanish-American War. And the older brother, Richard, was a physician, and he died in the Philippines.
Richard Westnage died of typhoid fever. The year was 1899, and he was 28 years old. Joseph, the younger brother, came back to Kalamazoo and went to work at a paper mill. George says Westnage also stayed active in the local National Guard.
He was elected the leader, the captain.
George says the unit did see action from time to time, including
being called to duty to defend the border with Mexico after the raid by Pancho Villa. So they were activated in 1916 and served on the Mexican border.
They came back to Kalamazoo, but a year later,
100 years ago this spring, America entered World War I and we declared war on Germany.
George says the U.S. had relatively few troops ready to go.
But Kalamazoo's National Guard, having just returned from the border with Mexico with their arms and their equipment and their supplies, they were activated early.
George says Kalamazoo followed news of the soldiers closely.
You know, it was the biggest war event since the Civil War.
And George says Joseph Westnage, who is now Colonel Joseph Westnage, comes up often in the local news stories.
Many of the articles referred to him as Colonel Joe. Colonel Joe will bring the boys home. Colonel Joe is doing his best to turn things around. Colonel Joe is leading the way. So he really became the face of the war.
George says the soldiers in Colonel Joe Westnage's command felt that he looked out for them.
He had this reputation for being in the front lines himself, scouting out the enemy positions. It said if rations were low, he wouldn't eat. You know, he would suffer the same deprivations as the common soldier.
The war had not yet ended when Kalamazoo city leaders began to talk about a monument. They went back and forth on whether it should cover all the soldiers or honor Westnage individually. Then, just a few weeks before the war ended in November of 1918, Joseph Westnage became ill. George says the cause is still unclear. Accounts mention everything from pneumonia to poison gas.
I think it's hard to know, and it may well have been a combination, of any or all of those things.
George says Westnage was moved from the front to a hospital in the French city of Nantes. A couple weeks after the war ended, he died there at age 46.
From that point on, he became the focus of the memorial.
And some wanted to rename a street in his honor. In 1920, they chose one whose name was not too far off, Kalamazoo's West Street. George tells me and Kate, who asked our question, that West Street, at least parts of it, still had a pastoral charm.
Another argument for the change was that it was a simple one because it only required adding a few more letters.
Less confusing.
And less confusing.
Yeah.
To outsiders.
A few months after West Street became Westnage Avenue, and 2 years after he died, Westnage's widow, Eva, had Joseph's body returned to Kalamazoo. The city held a parade the day of his burial at Riverside Cemetery near his older brother, Richard. Joseph Westnage's infantry unit belonged to the 32nd Division. The 32nd came to use a red arrow with a bar through it as its symbol. And that led to the renaming of another road in Southwest Michigan, as George tells me and Kate.
So Red Arrow Highway refers to the larger division that Colonel Westnage and the Kalamazoo soldiers were part of. So not only do we have Westnage Avenue, but we have Red Arrow Highway.
That explains something else, too, yeah.
Why Is That wants to know what in Southwest Michigan has caught your attention. Send us your questions at WMUK.org, where you can also hear Tom George explain how some Michigan soldiers got stuck in Russia after the end of World War I. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.